Hello.
Hey, Stacy.
Yeah.
Hey, are you working on a house on 106 South Fifth Avenue?
I'm working on getting it in my name so I can sell it. Who is it?
This is Zach. I had gotten your information off of a form that you filled out on a website.
Oh, okay.
You're a realtor, correct?
No, I'm about to be the owner. It was my dad's house, and my dad had passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So I'm going to be looking to sell it as soon as possible.
So you're looking to sell it like right now?
Yes, Well, right now I have an appointment scheduled with the clerk court because we're transferring the deed and putting it in my name.
Sure.
So I'm guessing in a couple of weeks my name will be on the deed and I'll have the deed and everything.
Okay.
But I am looking to sell it because I can't afford to take care of it.
I know where this house is at. We have houses right in that little area. So I totally hear you. And as far as, selling it, obviously I'm assuming you want to sell it as is. Yeah. So I'm sure you know where like that Sun Seafood and restaurant is.
I'm not too familiar with that
Hopewell
one.
Emergency Center. Okay. Where do you live, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I live in Colonial Heights.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, that's fine. You can get that all sorted out, upon closing. How long do you think that would take?
For what?
For the transfer in your name.
They told me after I sign it next week that I should get that paper in a couple of weeks, and then my lawyer just has to go get my brother to basically gift me the house because my brother's in prison. So he's gonna take my brother off the deed, and then so I don't know how long it takes because it's my first time owning a house.
Sure.
So, but I'm figuring it shouldn't take long.
Yeah, and your brother's already agreed to do that.
Yeah, he knows that I'm gonna split it with him. I mean, he's still got 6 more years, so.
Okay.
So I'm
Now,
just gonna be looking to probably just get maybe what my dad paid for it, which was 108, because I just don't have because he does owe he was current with his payments. I found out that he did owe some back real estate tax, I think that's what it's called. But they said once I sold the house, I would be able to pay that.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's no lien or anything like that. It, because he was up to date with payments.
Sure. So, I mean, it definitely needs some work, but
And yeah, I need some. And I think it needs some work. I know he got it inspected because he only owned the house for 4 years, unfortunately. It's going on 5, I think, and he hasn't done the inspection and all that, but I was just looking to, because I just can't afford to keep up with, the lawn maintenance, and I would have to get homeowners, and I don't have the money for all that.
sure. So, would you say it's relatively the same condition?
Yeah, it needs some paint. He was a smoker. Other than that, he's never complained about anything being wrong. It looks like he took really good care of it. Like I said, I've never heard of him saying anything is ever wrong because he would tell me everything about it.
Is it 2 bedrooms or is it three?
It's a 3-bedroom, 1 bath.
Okay. I'm definitely interested in it. Let me just see something real quick. So, the deed's got to get in your name. No problem. You're looking to get around what he paid for just because it, you know, obviously it needs some repairs.
Yeah.
And
I know it's a, I know that my realtor was, my lawyer was like, you know, that house is worth more nowadays. And I'm like, yeah, but it, you know, people are going to want to flip it, make it look nicer. I mean, it does have the new cabinets that were already in there.
Sure.
And it looks like, you know, the kitchen area and the hardwood floors, they look like original hardwood floors.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any pets or anything to destroy that.
Well, that's good. Okay. So, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, the margins are tight, but I could make it work. You know, just me knowing the area is really, you know, that's kind of, you know, why I do, you know, have interest in this one. You know, I'm pretty 100% sure I've seen this house.
Okay.
Obviously not the inside, but so, you know.
Yeah, we've been in the process of cleaning it up. He was a bachelor.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Everybody has a little bit of fun here and there, right?
Yeah. It actually wasn't too bad. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
For just him living there.
So, I mean, if we, you know, if we can come to terms and we can agree to do, you know, what you're asking, it's a little bit more than, you know, what we would do, you know, because obviously we're in the business of, you know, making money and staying in business, you know, there's no secret.
Yeah.
So the numbers are a little tight, but I mean, you know, I could swing it. So, I mean, is there anything that, you know, would 60 days be doable for you? And that way, you know, you get all this stuff out and we just take it as is.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I would remove the couch and his bed. I think that's the only thing that he would need to move that's heavy that
uh-huh.
I would have to figure out because I don't have access to a truck or anything. I barely have a car right now.
So,
I have a 95 Mustang, so it's, but the only, the biggest things I need to move out are the couch and his bed.
And where, how and far do you need to move those?
I don't know. I'm just going to throw them away.
Oh.
Because I'm not keeping any of that. I don't have room. I live in a small apartment, so.
So, what if I were to say?
Because the appliances are going to stay.
Like,
okay. They can come with the house.
So how about this then? You know, you know you want to sell it. You know, it's a little bit more than I want to pay, but I'm willing to do it just because of the area. To make it super easy for you, I mean, if, you know, if you want to go forward on it, I'll take care of whatever you leave in there. So whatever you leave in there is just trash, you know,
okay.
Or, you know, if you need to move it somewhere, we could help you move it somewhere. But if you want to just get it, you know, thrown away, I'll take care of that because.
Oh yeah. I'd probably just throw it away.
Okay. So, I mean, does that make things easy for you?
And then y'all take care of all, because I have no money to do any of that, like close, because I've never sold a house either, so this is all new to me.
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, you would get the, you know, it'd be a net number, you know, minus the taxes that are owed.
So, and when I were to sell it, it will, like, will they take the taxes off the top or do I go pay them immediately?
No, they can take them off the top and
okay.
Make it a smooth transition.
Okay.
Was that easy enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I just know I need to, because I was getting nervous. I'm like, there's no way I can make this, because he was paying $300 a month, and I'm like, there's no way I can do that. There's no way I can keep this electricity on, because, you know, I'm a single income household right now with my kids. So I was like, dang, Dad. So I just know that I needed to get it off my hands as soon as possible before I get in debt.
So do you have your email pulled up? Or can you pull your email up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we buy houses, you know, with people that have situations all the time. So, I mean, honestly, it's nothing that we can't handle. And we'll be flexible with you, too. You know, it's really easy. You know, our attorney, Curtis Gordon, he's in the Richmond area, over on the north side of the river. So, you know, basically when we close, you know, we're paying off closing costs. You know, there's a couple things that could happen. You know, you could sign, you know, what you need to at his office, or you could get, you know, we could get a mobile notary to come out to you, you know, whatever you prefer.
Mobile notary would be great. It's okay. Like, I have a car, but it's not so trustworthy because my car broke down at the same time all this happened. So it's been an experience.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, run a bad luck I'm having.
Yeah, I hear you. So, do you see Forrest McGee?
One second, let me look.
Oh, you're good.
Yes.
Okay. So it should allow you to be able to review. And I just put on the closing date, July the 3rd. That was. What's that?
So we can sell it as fast as you want.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we just have to. Yeah. Obviously, you have to get the title. You have to get to the title. Yep. You know, your name on the title, and then we can, you know, obviously close on it.
And this is legit, right? Not a scam.
I mean, that's a loaded question right there. You know, we are licensed agents. Just a FYI, so we have a fiduciary duty to, you know, serve the client his best needs.
I just scam and they're scanning over everything.
Yeah, let me know if you have any questions.
I don't think so.
All we ask is that you don't make any, you don't try to make any improvements because, you know, the, you know, we buy about 20 houses a month and, you know, sometime in the last year, the seller was not understanding of what we mean when we buy an as-is condition.
I don't have the money to.
Right. So ended up doing more work than what what we really wanted. So, I just got your signature. Okay. So, you know, you're going to get an email from me, you know, within about 2 minutes while I'm on the phone with you. You know, from here, you know, you'll talk with one of my assistants, B. And, you know, basically the email is just short and simple, just kind of introducing you to my team and then kind of how we're going to, you know, do this going forward. Do you have access to the property, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I gotta get my key, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Oh, I've been having my cousin clean the house, so I just got to get the key. But yeah, I have access to it.
Okay, cool. And this is your best contact number?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you have any questions for us?
Not really. I wouldn't even know what kind of questions to even ask.
Well, I guess, were you expecting to sell it so soon or so quick?
No, actually. I mean, I've had people like, oh, I'm interested, and then they just, like, you know, never call back. So I was like, okay, I'm not chasing you. I don't know what to do. But other than that, nothing, nobody serious like what you just sent me or anything. It was all talk.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, we want the house. We're going to buy it. You know, we appreciate you just being flexible, and we'll be flexible with you, you know, working on getting those documents and you just keeping us up to date with where you're at in the process. Because, you know, on the paperwork, I said 60 days, and, you know, that's if it takes you that long. I mean, we can do it sooner, but, you know, you just have to.
Yeah, it shouldn't, because the boxes that I do need at my dad's, they're already packed up. And then, like I said, next Friday, I go to sign my real estate affidavit, and then I take that to my lawyer.
Sure.
And then he gets my brother. He's going to go visit my brother and then get him to sign it, and that should be done.
Okay.
No, they haven't told me how long it takes to get the real estate affidavit, but he just said I needed some number or something after I signed.
Yeah. Who said that?
The lawyer. He said after he signs, there's like a number or something that I give him.
Mm-hmm.
After I sign it.
We'll all figure that out. You know, you sounds like you have a, you know, lawyer that knows what he's doing, so that's good.
Yeah, he was the one that closed on the house, thankfully, so. When my dad bought it.
Sure. Okay. Well, we will be in communication with you, and just, you know, you have my phone number. So, you know, if you need anything, feel free to give me a holler. We are going to want to get into the property just to verify the condition, you know, but I'm
okay.
Not,
yeah.
I'm not worried about anything. Obviously, you want to test drive a car before you, you know, you drive it, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a good property. It looks good, so.
Yeah, to me, it looks nice. If it wasn't in Hopewell, I'd move in it, but I got my kids in Colonial High School, so.
Yeah, I hear that.
Oh, and what was your name again? I'm so sorry.
My name is Zach.
Okay, and now that way I can save you unless I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right. As soon as I sell the house, I'm going to get me a car that's reliable. That's the first thing I'm doing.
Okay. Well, I like to hear it. And, you know, if you have any questions for us, just let me know. I sent you an email already. You should have gotten, like, a what happens next. Thank you for choosing us email.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Perfect. So, you have any questions, give me a call. You got one. Did you take my number down?
Yeah, yes. And it's this number, correct?
Yes, that would be
okay.
That'd be great.
And so I'll probably shoot you a message next Friday after my appointment at the courthouse to sign the real estate affidavit.
Yep.
And tell you what she says of how long that should take.
Okay. All right. That's no problem. We'll get it
I'm
done.
I'm a little shocked. Like, is this real? I've been having bad luck. You real person?
If you want to, if you want to take a look and verify, you know, who we are, you know, feel free to. But yeah, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month, and you know, I can tell you I'm real, but yeah, I think anybody, you know.
Which is good news to me lately, has been like very sparse, like rare. So sure. This is, it makes me very happy.
Good. Well,
I was really worried about losing the house.
Right. Well, we're gonna help you out, and you know, you don't have to worry about anything. Just probably on Monday, if you're available. Where do you live? You said Colonial Heights. How far?
Where, I don't know if you're familiar with the area. It's Lakeview Avenue. So it's kind of like in the middle of Colonial Heights.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So about what?
So from the house, probably about, with traffic, 20 minutes.
Okay. So not too far.
No. And I work even closer, and I usually work 5 to 1 during the week.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we will do our best to assist you in any way possible. And, you know, if you need anything, just give me a call. You know, if you can't get a hold of me, then you're not trying. That's what I tell everybody. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just give me a call anytime. We'll be in contact.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. See ya.